Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. At midnight, nearly 50,000 United Auto Workers will go on strike against General Motors. Talks this weekend on a new labor contract broke down over pay, job security, and health benefits. UAW spokesman Brian Rothenberg says a strike against GM will have a ripple effect.
48,000 workers that are in the UAW, and you can calculate, if you just take seven times that number, how many hundreds of thousands of people are going to be impacted.
The UAW wants GM to reopen idled plants and add jobs at others. GM wants workers to pay a greater share of health care costs. Meanwhile, the Teamsters Union says it won't cross picket lines, meaning cars won't be getting to dealerships. Iran is rejecting Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's accusation that Tehran was behind yesterday's drone attacks on two Saudi oil facilities, including the world's largest oil processing plant. NPR's Shannon Van Zandt has more.
Saudi Arabia has not publicly accused Iran of striking the oil plants, but Pompeo has called it an unprecedented attack on the world's oil supply. Iran's foreign minister has denied the charge. Roger Diwan is a vice president at energy consulting firm IHS Markets.
It's a very large disruption now, and it will take time to bring on the units who have not been hit, but we know also that a certain number of the critical units have been hit.
Saudi Aramco is the state-owned oil giant that runs the refineries. It says production of half the country's daily oil output has been put on hold. Shannon Van Sant, NPR News, Washington.
The Taliban says they have lifted their ban on the Red Cross working in Afghanistan and that they've given a guarantee to protect Red Cross staff in areas under the Taliban's control. NPR's Dia Hadid has more from Islamabad.
In a message sent via social media, a Taliban spokesman said they'd instructed all their fighters to pave the way for the International Committee of the Red Cross to resume work. The organization is one of the largest working in Afghanistan today. They've faced deadly attacks in the past, including in 2017, when 8 workers were killed. The spokesman said they lifted the ban after discussions with the Red Cross in the Gulf state of Qatar. They banned the group from their areas in April, alongside the World Health Organization. At the time, the Taliban said the organizations were carrying out suspicious activities. But there's still no word on whether the WHO will be able to resume its work too. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
In Hong Kong, pro-democracy protesters clashed with police, throwing homemade explosives at them as police fired tear gas and water cannons. Earlier, they demonstrated outside the British consulate, urging the territory's former colonial ruler to help ensure its autonomy from mainland China. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The satirical comedy Jojo Rabbit has won the top prize at the Toronto International Film Festival. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
The Grolsch People's Choice Award is voted on not by critics, but by festival audiences. And this year, they were in an eccentric mood, selecting an offbeat comedy about a 10-year-old boy in Nazi Germany who has an idiot imaginary friend, Adolf Hitler.
Hi, Adolf.
What's wrong, little man?
They call me a scared rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit!
Let them say whatever they want. People used to say a lot of nasty things about me.
Still do. Taika Waititi, the film's director, who also co-stars as Hitler, calls Jojo Rabbit a story of tolerance and understanding set in a time that lacked both. Toronto's People's Choice Award has often been predictive of Oscars' success. Past winners that also won Best Picture statuettes include Green Book, 12 Years a Slave, The King's Speech, Slumdog Millionaire, and Chariots of Fire. Bob Mondello, NPR News, Washington.
Tropical storm Umberto continues to strengthen, although it is not a threat to land. The National Hurricane Center says it will stay out to sea, dropping a couple of inches of rain on the Bahamas, which are still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. That storm left at least 50 people dead and some 1,300 people are still listed as missing. Umberto is expected to create life-threatening surf and rip current conditions along the southeastern coast of the United States, from Florida up through the Carolinas. That will be happening over the next few days. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.